saw Dave Mustaine on the Kenny train riding around Griffith Park. But then again, it could have been any number of other old-time rockers. It was getting dark. And I saw Harvey Keitel in a telephone booth with a pipe that he made from a can. But then I thought, wait a minute, Harvey Keitel's got a killer mobility plan. And I seen Natalie Portman sporting a pretty spiffy hat. I said, hey, hey, Madam Neighbor, would you say a guy could get a spiffy little hat like that?
Hollywood is filled.
Downey Jr. passed out down on Hollywood Boulevard. But that's silly, really, it could have been anybody with an Iron Man mask and a shopping cart. And I saw Marky Mark at the market on a sunny Sunday afternoon. And he was picking up a funky bunch of carrots and potatoes, but it might have been some other new. Then I thought I saw the guy who played the agent in The Matrix. He was also in The Lord of the Rings. But I had to be wrong, cause there's no way Elrond's working at the Hollywood Burger King.
Hollywood filled with people who look like other people. Hollywood is filled with people who look like other people.
Well, the other day I thought I saw Sarah Jessica Parker park in a dark-colored Buick Skylark at the Museum of Contemporary Art. But it turns out it was just some other woman with curly hair, a sensible car, and expensive shoes. Then I swore I seen Julia Roberts from Pretty Woman, that an orange Julius on Robertson. But it turns out I was in an In-N-Out Burger on Sunset, and that girl was a real prostitute. Then I took one of them celebrity home tours once, where you drive around in a shitty van with no roof looking at celebrities' houses. And the woman next to me turned and said, "Excuse me, are you Jason Lee?" I said, "Yes, ma'am, I am." She said, "Well, what are you doing on a celebrity home tour?" And I told her. I said, "Ma'am, I tried peyote for the first time last night with a guy who looked exactly like Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. But it turns out his name was Daryl, and the driver of this van might be the only guy who knows where I live."
Hollywood is filled.